Now, there's a popular Facebook page called She's on the Money, so they ask questions and people get involved. And there's some good stuff that comes out of it. So
it's not just finance.
No, no, it's other things as well. So this was a question they asked. So have a think back. When you were younger, Maddie, what did you look at other people's houses and lives that were, you'd go, God, they must be rich?
Ooh, are you talking about fellow young people like myself, or am I talking about when I was looking at like adults in their lives?
No,
and all
no.
That sort
so
of
when
stuff.
You were a kid, like say if you went over to a mate's place and they had something that you go, God, they must have a motzo, they must be rich. So like this one, someone said double story houses.
Okay, I had a double story house. Do you know what I also had? And then we built this a long, long time ago. Like I moved in when we were at primary school. This is sounding like
No. Because I would have went to your place and went, wow, you're rich.
I'm sounding like Richie Rich, and we really weren't. Particularly where we grew up, we weren't. We had intercom systems through the whole house in every bedroom.
If I was going to your place, you're rich, mate.
So mum went just downstairs, could just intercom to my bedroom and asked me to come down. And even more so, and remember, this is old technology. We had this when I was in primary school, so we're going decades, decades, decades. You could turn the radio on through the intercoms as well, and you could listen to the intercom.
Wow,
I'll give you another example. like in my parents' en suite.
Yeah.
They had a massive...
En suite, there's one.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
one. They had a massive spa.
Yeah.
In that they had a massive walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah, that's on the list, walk-in wardrobe. Double story out. You're on this list. So if I would have went over to your place, played with little Maddie Ambrose.
Yeah, because I'm trying to give examples of other people's houses that I went to. And like,
see, mine was just no en suite, one toilet. Like, Tanya and I shared a bedroom.
Do you know how many showers that we had?
Two.
Three.
Yeah. Some of the other things.
So we had a shower in the downstairs laundry, and the idea was that because our house hadn't been completely finished, and I think it was about, you know, if people were going to be doing stuff outside, because we're still a work in progress, and you could have the
shower without going
without
through the
getting
house.
Filthy. And
some of the other things, fridge with ice dispensers back in the day.
Yes.
Did
that,
you have that?
You had the drink thing. You just pushed and you had.
Did you have that?
Yeah, we had that.
Oh, no.
I'm sounding like a really privileged prat.
I know. You didn't have an in-ground pool, did you?
No, not at our...
Because I guess the beach isn't that...
Yeah, not at our nice new house, but we had an above ground at the old one.
Okay, there you go. Whoa.
And here's the deal. Okay, at our fancy place now we have in Sydney and all that sort of stuff, our next door neighbour had a really nice in-ground pool
that
and we were allowed to go whenever we wanted.
Another one, if you went to your friend's place and this happened to us, Cabbage Patch dolls, you'd think they were rich because we had the flower kids, the cheap knockoffs. My sister got one for Christmas from Santa. And also, did you have a remote control garage door?
Yeah,
that's on the list as well. And we'll end on this one because this happened to us. My sister and I would go to our friend's place and they would have the Barbie dream house, the Barbie camper van, the Barbie, everything Barbie. And we used to go, God, they've got some money because we didn't have that.
This was the first place that we lived. So our place was nowhere near as fancy, didn't have all those things. But our neighbour had, and I remember this for always. So they had their house, then they had in the backyard was like a separate building. It was like a gym / blah, blah, blah. But what happened, they also had a pool and the pool went under this perspex bit where you could swim under and then you'd be in that other building. Building that had the gym and stuff
in
it.
Damn, they were rich.
That was like a movie.